Welcome to the Unstandard Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Givenchy. I'm a multidisciplinary strategist slash designer and the founder of Sagern. Let's get to it. Today I want to talk about something that's been on my mind a lot lately, the world of indie hacking. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not an indie hacker myself, but as a designer who's worked alongside solo ventures and startups for over a decade, I've got some thoughts on the subject that I think are worth sharing. Diving right in, one can't help but notice the indie space's fixation on rapid success. Monthly recurring revenue, or MRR, is often hailed as the ultimate success metric. But this leads us to ponder, will our creations continue to solve problems not just today, but years down the line? From my perspective, sustainability transcends the notion of eco-friendliness. It's about forging solutions that endure both in design and utility. Before we venture further, it's imperative to address a significant allure in this space: VC funding and acquisition offers. Such opportunities can indeed catapult projects to unprecedented heights, offering both resources and scale. However, they come with their own set of drawbacks, potentially diluting the creative essence that originally set these projects apart. It's a double-edged sword, beneficial for some yet potentially harmful for others. This segues into the debate of quality versus speed, a topic close to my heart. Icons like Dieter Rams, Steve Jobs, Johnny Ive, Oki Sato, and Teenage Engineering have all championed quality in their work, even at the cost of slower initial growth. Their lasting impact on design teaches us a vital lesson. Emphasizing quality and user experience over mere growth metrics can set our work apart. Now, let's pivot to the core issue at hand: defining success. The prevailing trend among indie hackers to flaunt their MRR figures often paints a misleading narrative of unbroken triumphs. Yet, we know the real world is far more complex. Success is a deeply personal concept, varying from financial independence to the joy of pursuing one's passions. The journey of indie hacking itself embodies a dual nature. On one side, it promises a life-altering adventure brimming with autonomy, creativity, and the fulfillment of bringing visions to life. Conversely, it poses risks of financial instability, burnout, and isolation. Understanding and navigating this dichotomy requires a balanced approach and a clear-eyed view of our goals. Central to this discussion is the importance of trusting our own instincts and intuition. It's all too easy to attribute success to luck, overlooking the control and power we truly wield. Believing in oneself and one's vision emerges as a paramount superpower. It's about overcoming imposter syndrome and valuing the unique path we're carving out. Amidst this, we must avoid the trap of comparing our journey to the polished success stories of others. Every overnight success has its share of unseen struggles and setbacks. For me, cultivating a supportive, tight-knit circle of friends and muses has been crucial for navigating the unmarked roads of independent creation. Lastly, we confront the concept of enough. In a world obsessed with more, asking what enough truly means for us is a radical act. It's not solely about financial gain, but about aligning our life and career with our deepest values and desires. Regularly reassessing our goals and achievements helps ensure we're on a path that genuinely satisfies us. So, what do you think? What does success look like for you in the indie hacking world, or as a maker in general? How do you measure enough? I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories. Let's keep this conversation going over on X. That's Twitter for the cool kids out there. If you enjoyed this episode, share and subscribe for more. See you next time, but until then, sending you love, peace, and creativity.